Now, as we speak, as we go to air tonight, Turkey's President Erdogan is preparing to reveal to the world just what Turkey, what he knows about the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The now famous brutal murder, of course, took place in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul 3 weeks ago. The Saudi Arabian government's version of events, well, it's been far from consistent, and Turkey has been leading the way in getting this story drip by drip into the public eye. To get a better sense of what the president might say this evening, I'm joined to Tomas Torin. He's a freelance journalist based in Istanbul. Tomas, welcome.
Thank you.
The president has said that he will reveal what happened, to quote him, in full nakedness. What might we read into that?
Well, it seems he will put up the pressure on the Saudi kingdom. So far, he has played this with a quite mild tone. He has demanded answers from the Saudis, and he has basically said that he didn't believe their explanation that he has left the consulate. But he has not, like he has in other conflicts, been full-on confrontational. So everyone is kind of expecting to see where this is going. Will he go more full-on confrontational with the Saudis at this point, or is he still going to play it as he will try to find some kind of middle way with the Saudis?
This has been an interesting game that the Turkey is playing in this affair. Can you give us some background into the regional relationship between Turkey and Saudi Arabia, and who had the upper hand in that before this murder made headlines?
Turkey and Saudi Arabia has had colliding interests in the region for some years, and it basically comes down to the approach to the Arab Spring and the Muslim Brotherhood, where Turkey is very close to the Brotherhood and to the whole political movement that we saw during the Arab Spring, as where Saudi describes the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, they have always kind of made sure to keep a nice tone to each other. So they're not considered enemies, you know. Both countries can be very harsh to other countries that they will deem as enemies, but we never see that. They seem to have some kind of agreement not to go at each other and consider each other as enemies.
And it's interesting to have seen Turkey take this role in revealing the detail around Khashoggi's death and a story which has become something of a tale of the persecution of journalists when Turkey itself is the world's leading imprisoner of journalists, something in the mid-70s of journalists held in detention in Turkey. There's a slight paradox in that.
For sure, and that is what many people here are a bit puzzled about. And the media narrative, as you described it, has been kind of dripped. It's been very controlled by the government. I mean, a lot of the police leaks that has given away these very brutal and shocking details about circumstances of the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi, they have come through newspapers that are very closely aligned with President Erdogan. So, I mean, the whole media narration has basically been well played, controlled by the Turkish government.
And now we appear to be, you know, approaching at least something of an end game in the revelation about this case. Do you expect there to be drama in this? Do you expect tonight's revelations to be a game changer?
I don't know what to expect, to be honest. There's speculations of that there could be some kind of hard evidence, that there could be found body parts or something of a smoking gun. Mm. But on the other hand, we have no idea. I mean, Erdogan has obviously raised the stakes with saying that he will reveal the naked truth. But we don't really know what he has got and what his ambition with this statement.
And there must be speculation as well as to what the inter-country power play of this is. What President Erdogan is wanting, what position he is wanting to put Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in, and just as bin Salman opens a major investment conference in Riyadh, a place that, well, it's been boycotted by many countries, Australia among them. So it's a time of considerable tension.
For sure. I mean, the world seems to be much more eager to confront the Saudis than they have for a long time. But in the end of the day, also a lot of nations are obviously very much in the cahoots with the Saudis. So it will be difficult to see a big change of policy towards Saudi immediately. But sure, this could have big impacts to the region and to the Western and the rest of the world's relations to Saudi.
Well, Tomas, we'll soon know the detail. And thanks so much for your time in explaining that background for us this evening.
Thank you very much.
Tomas Turan is a freelance journalist. He's based in Istanbul, and President Erdogan, speaking shortly, the final details perhaps on the extraordinary case of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi.